This is Nate.
Real quiet. Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My microphone is not hardly blinking up at all, so please let me know if you can hear me or not. Let me test Brandon's microphone here. Brandon, how you doing today?
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Mr. Nate?
Yours is doing the same thing. So We are just going to talk as loud as we possibly can.
All right.
And we're going to hope our listeners out there in Radio Land can hear us. That's what we're going to hope for. So I will crank you up all the way. We'll crank me up all the way.
It does sound off, doesn't it?
It sounds a little off. And so we're just going to have us a show
here. It's like we're talking through a hallway.
Yeah, we're going to have us a show here. There you go. You're a little better there. We're going to have a show here just the best that we can, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, it's Pastor Craig.
Pastor Craig, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You're not coming through very loud on your mic, but Brandon is loud and clear.
Okay. All right.
Now,
can you hear me here?
Now, I had that same problem Sunday morning, and I just, on the soundboard, I took this little slide and just wiggled it back and forth and up and down a couple times and wiggled it back and forth. That made the difference on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I know you sounded good on your rerun.
Yeah.
So
started out weak, but it was solid at the end.
Okay, well, let's just tap it here a few times and see if I can get anything out of it here. And how am I coming through on the phone?
You're actually, I can barely hear you on the phone. You're very
okay, all right. Well, I appreciate the update, and we will soldier on and see what we can do.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. See you soon. All right, Pastor Craig with an update there. Well, I do apologize, folks. I really don't know what other button to turn. I do have a sudden idea there. Brandon, will that microphone stretch over here at all? How long is that wire on that microphone over there? Is it sort of? Okay, well, let's see if there's going to be any. Let me cut this out and try this. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia there. I think that's better. Let's try me. And let's go over here. And Brandon, how's your day going today?
It's wonderful. I discovered a new restaurant in our lovely Marion area.
Oh, great.
You should definitely go check it out, I think. Some of the better pizza I've had in a while and some of the better pastas. And it's right on the corner of Prospect and Center Street. It's called Amato's.
Great. All right. I'll put that on my bucket list.
Oh, definitely. It's good stuff.
For sure. Brandon, I think we're going to have a show now.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks, to a little work on you here at the beginning, but I think Mr. Green microphone is going to work. We will just go with it. All right. There's a movie out there called that, Just Go With It, with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, as a matter of fact. But anyways, here we go. So I want to say one more time through this microphone, so to make sure everybody can hear me loud and clear, make sure that I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. Well, today I'm giving away a gift card to Subway today, a $5 gift card to Subway. We're playing trivia like usual. Here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of our trivia questions. I will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, if your name is selected out of the number of folks that have given us a call, I will send in the mail to your door this Subway gift card, $5 Subway gift card. All right. So let's have some fun. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And we've been having fun playing Celebrity Guess Who. And we've been playing that with our friend Brandon. Brandon, what kind of hints do you have for our first celebrity kickoff today, good sir? Now that we can hear each other.
You know, I'm always so nervous that everybody's going to catch on who I'm talking about, but I think I'm overthinking it. So,
okay, well,
let's just start by saying that our illustrious celebrity has had a spanning career from about 1955 to 2008. He had a great number of HBO specials, and we'll start with that.
Okay, let's start with the guessing there. 740-383-9944. It's really weird. All of a sudden, I'm having a difficult time remembering our telephone number. Thank goodness it's on the wall. All right, here's the other trivia questions we have for you today, and some of them are downright easy. I'll warn you today. We're going easy on you today, so you just, you know, yeah. Just go with it, right? There you go. That's my line of the day. Just go with it. Buckingham Palace in London, England is home to what famous person? Buckingham Palace in London, England is home to what famous person? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? Now, everybody should know this one. What is a snickerdoodle? What is a snickerdoodle? Can you tell me that? Hey, let's go to the phone. Hi, we're on the air.
It's Queen Elizabeth.
It is Queen Elizabeth indeed. How are you today?
I am just fine, and you?
I am doing good. Now, can you hear me okay now out there?
Yes, we can, real good.
Okay, that is great. All right, I appreciate it, Judy C.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You're next, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's our telephone number to get you up on the air to guess. What country grows more strawberries than any other? There's actually a strawberry festival coming up. I think it's in Troy, Ohio, sometime in June. What country grows more strawberries than any other? Between 1927 and 1941, skilled blasters used dynamite to carve Mount Rushmore into which mountains in South Dakota? Hi, we're on the air.
A snickerdoodle is a cookie.
Is a cookie, and you are a good one to answer that, I will say for sure, because I'm sure you have made those, correct?
No, I have never made those.
Oh, you've never made those. All right.
I don't like to make cookies.
Oh, okay.
I like to make desserts and cakes and cook meals, but I just don't like to make cookies. It takes too much time.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. But I was thinking of you when I saw that question coming up. For sure, for sure. What's on the menu for tonight, or what you've been baking this time?
Okay, I've got ham and scalloped potatoes in the oven. I made a lemon cheesecake. We went to the nursery to get flowers, and I got a haircut. So I've been busy.
You have been busy and even found time to cook. My goodness.
I did it before we left. That way it was ready, and all I had to do was pop it in the oven.
There you go. All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Always good talking to you all out there. Thanks for calling. 740-383-9944. Between 1927 and 1941, skilled blasters used dynamite to carve Mount Rushmore in which mountains in South Dakota? Which character, and some of you kids will know this from the cartoon, there's been cartoons, there's been live-action movies, all kinds. Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? What do many conductors use to help the musicians keep time? What do many conductors use to help the musicians keep time? How many black and white keys are on a piano? How many black and white keys are on a piano? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Ernie, how are you?
Well, getting along.
Good deal, good deal. It's not too nice of a day out there today,
nope.
Really.
Nope, sounds like it's going to be a couple nicer days and then
back
some rain
cold.
And then turn cold and then turn warm.
Yep, it's not me playing with the switch, I promise.
I think it's just the way the weather's going to be going.
I think so. Yep, indeed.
So you never know when you can get your mowing done.
I know. So far, we've landed on Mondays for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you would think we would have landed on a Thursday or Friday, so it looked good for the weekend.
Good for the weekend, but
for some reason, we landed on a Monday.
Like I say, you do it when you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. Got to get out there and try to get it done anyhow.
Right.
You got to look good with the neighbors.
Right. I think it's the Black Mountains of South Dakota.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. The Black Hills of South Dakota.
It's an impressive monument. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there myself, and it is quite unique in its beauty for sure.
Yep, and it's even more impressive at night when they light it.
Yeah, I was just there during the day, so I never.
Yeah,
I've just seen
really neat at night. You know, they really light it well.
Yeah, I bet it is. It's just pretty neat. Pretty neat to see for sure.
Yeah,
yep, it's one neat monument.
It's amazing they can that they did what they did with just dynamite. You know, and nobody lost their life doing it. You know, that was a good part.
Now, is it true that they are only half finished, or there were supposed to be more to it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got done what they wanted to get done.
Yeah.
Then.
I think he did what he wanted to do.
Okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's any room left that they could, you know, of the type of granite that you know was in the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it is certainly an impressive job up there, and some good men up there, for sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll get off and let somebody else get on.
Hey, all right. Hey, it's always good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, you take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. The saying, three leaves. Now, this is a different one. This one always gets me tongue-tied. The saying, leaves of three, let them be, is meant to warn people to stay away from what? The saying, leaves of three, let them be, is meant to warn people to stay away from what? Hi, we're on the air.
How about there's 88 keys on a piano?
There is indeed 88 keys. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And my wife plays the piano, and back in the day, she used to play the piano, and I used to sing along. Sometimes we still do that, but not really a whole lot anymore, but yeah, used to actually do that. But hey, those are the trivia questions we got on the table. Feel free to ring my telephone up at 740-383-9944. It's 431 on this May the 18th as we roll through the month going in high gear. Hi, we're on the air.
How about poison ivy?
Poison ivy, you want to stay away from it for sure. That's a correct answer.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I want to stay away from that poison ivy. All right, we're going to move on to some other stuff here. But first of all, I want to get some more hints from our celebrity Guess Who. And what do we got there, Brandon? Now we are.
Hey, there we are. Hey, we're back. Well, I think I will have to match you in making a little bit easier today, if it's all the same with you.
Yes, sure.
So I will say that our celebrity is well known for his seven words you cannot say on TV or whatnot, and that he was part of Bill and Ted.
All right, there you go. Take a guess. 740-383-9944. Want to tell you about a neighborhood supper coming up this Tuesday, May 24th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. And like I said, well, I don't know if I said already, but it is free of charge. The menu, a ham sandwich, chips, macaroni salad, peaches, and a brownie. That's this Tuesday, 4:30 to 6. Get there early because sometimes they run out of food because they have a lot of folks checking it out. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and they will deliver the meal right to your car. You don't even have to get out. They'll just get you on your way. You pull up, they say how many meals, you tell them, and then you go. Just as easy as that. So check out the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo this Tuesday, May 24th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. for that neighborhood supper. It is going to be good. Just go with it. All right. Okay, here we go. We have some offbeat fun facts for you today. And here they are. I happened to be at Barnes & Noble over the weekend and got some new fun fact books there. And so I was excited to see those. So here we go. Alligators sometimes eat sharks in Florida. A coconut crab's pincers are strong enough to crack open coconut shells. One Washington, D.C. metro stop, the subway, is 21 stories deep. Eating ice cream makes your body temperature rise. In 1969, 530 million people watched American astronauts walk on the moon, five times more than watched the 2018 Super Bowl. With the Tortilla Baby, look it up online, the Tortilla Baby, you can dress an infant up to look like a burrito. Colonial Americans made candy out of potatoes. Creamy Nutella spread was first sold as a hard loaf. The distance between Russia and Alaska at their closest point is about twice the length of the Golden Gate Bridge. And eating garlic can help fight a cold. There's your offbeat fun facts for you here on this Wednesday afternoon. And now, Ripley's Believe It or Not. From the time Pluto was officially discovered in 1930 to the time its status as a planet was rescinded in 2006, it had not completed a full revolution. Pluto takes 248 years to orbit the Sun. Also, on Ripley's Believe It or Not, the jailhouse in Rodney, Ontario, Canada has only two tiny cells and covers an area of just 258 square feet. Originally built in 1890, it reopened as a visitor information center in 1995 after being closed for over 50 years. Evansburg, Alberta, Canada, elects an official town grouch who is licensed to pester, grumble, complain, and criticize without fear of reprisal for a whole year. Again, this is Ripley's Believe It or Not. Newly discovered underwater hydrothermal vents lying more than 12,500 feet deep in the Pacerto Basin on the Pacific seabed at the southern end of the Gulf of California feature 35-foot-high plumes of smoke and upside-down waterfalls. And finally, flying from Massachusetts to North Carolina in 1959, Lieutenant Colonel William Rankin, an experienced and veteran pilot of both World War II and Korea, ejected from his plane directly into a violent thundercloud. The storm winds kept him aloft for 40 minutes, pelting him with hailstones and so much rain that he had to hold his breath at times to keep from drowning in mid-air. There you go. Ripley's Believe It or Not. Of course, in certain vacation spots, like where the wife and I like to travel in Myrtle Beach every September, there is actually Ripley's Believe It or Not museums, which are a lot of fun to go into. And but I have just heard that they're fun to go into. I have not actually been into one. So that's on the bucket list this year, to actually visit the Ripley's Believe It or Not. Hey, when you get a chance, check out my website. You can keep track of me and everything I do at RadioNate.us. It's your online companion to offbeat news and trivia. Find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's my home on the web, RadioNate.us. RadioNate.us. Also, we're thankful to the radio station that we're streaming online to at WWGH1071.com. Just scroll down and click the Listen Live button, and you will be in business. And you can also download the TuneIn app if you are into apps and that sort of thing. Just go ahead and download that TuneIn app, and you will be in business there. Just type in WWGH. That'll pop up, and you can just listen away at that. Or you can do a combination of both if you'd rather. All right, we are doing trivia, and we are playing for a gift card to Subway today. We're giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. We will return to the trivia momentarily right after we do some offbeat news here, and then we'll be right back with the trivia. So hang tight if you haven't called yet. I've got them ready to go, and we're also doing Celebrity Guess Who, which we will come back and do in just a moment as well. A professional soccer team in Ohio broke a Guinness World Record by assembling more than 1,000 scarves into a chain that stretched for more than a mile. The Columbus Crew said a team of fans and personnel from Nationwide Children's Hospital and Childhood Mental Health Group on Our Sleeves assembled the crew scarves at Lower.com Field in Columbus. More on this in just a moment. First of all, I believe we are going to take a phone call here. Well, it was lighting up and then it went away. So, hey, call back. The successful attempt to set the Guinness World Record for longest chain of sports fan scarves was part of the Wrap Them in Support campaign, which donated one scarf to the record attempt for each specifically designed scarf purchased by the public. Proceeds from the sales of the scarves were donated to On Our Sleeves to provide free mental health education resources across the country. You can actually see a picture of this on my website, radionate.us. Just scroll down till you see As Heard on the Radio, and you will see a picture of all the scarves across the field. Also, an Ontario woman is offering a $200 reward for the return of an unusual piece of stolen property, a 125-pound polar bear statue. Nancy Allen of London said her house is well known for the concrete polar bear statues that have adorned her garden for more than 30 years, but she discovered last week that one of the stone Bruins was missing. Allen posted a photo of the pilfered statue on Facebook in hope of securing its return. She said whoever took it brought a dolly. There's dolly tracks on the front lawn. They would have done it before she got home, she said. And finally, an Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by running a half marathon while wearing 111 t-shirts. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, said it took about 25 minutes for his support team to dress him in the 111 shirts before Saturday's YMCA Famous Idaho Potato Marathon at Lucky Peak State Park, Sandy Point. Rush completed the half marathon with a time of 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 55 seconds, coming in under the 3-hour time limit set by Guinness World Records. All right, and we have a call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, Nate.
Yes, sir.
It's, those 7 dirty words has to be George Carlson.
All right, Brandon, George Carlson. There you go.
No, it's all right. And Ernie, you are absolutely correct.
Okay.
You are correct.
You gave it away. I
had to.
Right. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ernie.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Brandon, there you go. George Carlson.
Well, you know, we'll give it some easy ones today. Why
that's,
not?
That's right. Hey, what you got next? You got another one next?
Oh,
need,
I do.
Do you need a minute? Or
no, this
ready,
is...
Ready
oh, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go for the next hint.
Let's go with it. So we'll switch the things up a bit in that our next guest is a little more recent times. Started his career in the mid to late 70s. He's best known for his voice acting, especially in the 90s Batman series. And he is a well-known Jedi Knight.
Okay, 740-383-9944, guess our trivia, and here's some of the trivia that I have for you that has not been answered yet. Again, we're giving away a gift card to Subway today at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. We will put you in the drawing with the folks that have called, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? Which country grows more strawberries than any other? Which country grows more strawberries than any other? We'll go with this one here. Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? What do many conductors use to help the musicians keep time? What do many conductors use to help musicians keep time? In the movie Cinderella, what is the meanest thing the stepmother does to Cinderella? In the movie Cinderella, what is the meanest thing the stepmother does to Cinderella? What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies and get lost in the woods? What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies and get lost in the woods? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? Hi, we're on the air.
Does Shoemaker clean the fireplace?
Well, that'll work. That's one thing that she does. She shows no love to Cinderella, and that is definitely showing no love.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. All right. 740-383-9944. Hey, if you're out there today and you've never played one of our trivia questions and you'd like to give it a shot, we encourage you to call in. Yeah, we'll send you this Subway gift card right in the mail if you're our winner of our drawing here at 4:55 this afternoon. So it's just as easy as picking up your telephone, giving us a call, and just talking to us, and we will get you signed up for a chance to win. So if you're out there, or if you're one of our regulars, and I know we've got some regulars out there that have not phoned in yet, give us a call. We're kind of light today. So give us a call at 740-383-9944. Give a guess to some of our trivia questions that we have for you this afternoon as we roll along. It is May the 18th, and time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1652, in Rhode Island, a law was passed that made slavery illegal in North America. It was the first law of its kind. 1792, Russian troops invaded Poland. 1798, the first Secretary of the U.S. Navy was appointed. He was Benjamin Stoddard. 1802, Great Britain declared war on Napoleon's France. 1917, the U.S. Congress passed the Selective Service Act, which called up soldiers to fight in World War I. 1926, evangelist Amy Semple McPherson vanished while visiting a beach in Venice, California. She reappeared a month later with the claim that she had been kidnapped. 1933, the Tennessee Valley Authority was created. 1934, the U.S. Congress approved an act known as the Lindbergh Act that called for the death penalty in interstate kidnapping cases. In 1942, New York ended night baseball games for the duration of World War II. And that's what happened on this day in history, on this May the 18th. And as we head through this month already, can you believe it? Man, for sure, we are just flying right along. Well, Pastor Craig just sat down, but he doesn't have a microphone because I stole that one from over there. Oh, he does. Let's see if that's number 5.
Hello.
Nope. Number 6.
Hello.
Hey, that one works, man. We're going to use that one instead of this yellow one when we're on with Live at 5, the show with no name.
Does that green one work?
This green one's working great.
This one is the
main microphone that we always use.
So we'll use
is the culprit.
We'll use the green one and the orange one.
And the tan one.
And the yellow one will...
We will
it'll,
keep to the side.
It'll disappear into the big rump key container.
But for some reason, this yellow one is not getting any volume for whatever reason. But hey, at least we have 3 that works. So Live at 5, the show with no name, will continue this afternoon.
Sounds
so
good.
We've got it. Are you ready to talk about everything under the sun?
I'm ready to talk about everything under the sun.
Good show, Sonny, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, who buried Moses.
That's right.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
And Satan walking to and fro in the earth. Yeah, so it was an interesting show on Sunday.
There's interesting things in the details if you take time to read the details.
Yeah, and of course, you're on the air every single
Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to have a special guest this Sunday.
Well, I don't know how special, but
he's a local radio personality. He's a brother in Christ, and you might know him. His name is Nate Redmond.
Oh, well.
Oh, hold on. No, I got to get on this on Sunday morning. I will get up just for that.
Yes, it'll be my privilege to be with you this Sunday, sir.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
The Live at 5, the show with no name, Terry Tackett, and myself, and Pastor Craig coming at you from 5:15 until 6 o'clock right here. We'll look forward to it.
Amen.
All right. Right now it is 4:49 as we journey through this program together that we call Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, and it's good to be with you today. And we are doing trivia and having a good time doing it. And hang on just a second here. There we go. There, we're back. Okay. And we're having a good time doing trivia this afternoon, and we are doing Celebrity Guess Who. And Brandon, what's another hint that we should maybe have on our celebrity?
Let's give it to him easy. I would say he is well known for his voice in animated series as the Joker, and he also plays Luke Skywalker.
Okay, there you go. Take a guess at 740-383-9944. The questions that we have that we are trying to get are as follows. Which U.S. president grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one? Which U.S. president? Which U.S. president? Grew a beard after receiving a letter from a little girl suggesting he would look better with one. The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? What country grew more strawberries than any other? What country grows more strawberries than any other? 740-383-9944. Take a guess. Hey, your chances to win are pretty good. We've just got three in the drawing today. So your chances to win are fairly good today. So give us a call in the next 4 minutes, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win. How's that? Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? Which character hung out with a band of outlaws in England's Sherwood Forest? What do many conductors use to help the musicians keep time? And I'll give you just a couple off of this page, and then we'll do something else, and then we'll do our drawing with whoever we happen to have here. Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? And when gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Give us a call and take a guess. We would be happy to have you up and on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, that's right. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm not bad. I'm not eligible. I just won last week.
Well, yeah. But that's okay. We're glad you phoned in anyhow. Keeps the show going.
Didn't seem like anybody else is going to answer any questions.
That's right.
So I figured I'd answer one.
It's a little dead today, so you may as well give us a call.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Is Terry there?
Yes, he is.
Okay, he made it, huh?
Yep. He is here and ready to go.
Okay, I'll be listening to you.
All right, hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nate.
Bye-bye. Yes, Terry is here, and he is ready to go for Live at 5, the show with no name, from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. Offbeat News and Trivia is this show. I know my shows, yeah. 2 minutes to go until we do our drawing here. And like I said, it's your chance to get in here. We don't have a whole lot of people in the drawing today. So if you'd like to answer one of these trivia questions, jump on it. Right now, head with me down the long hallway. Make a right, have a seat. And on the chalkboard, I have written this week's weird word of the week. It's cherubic. Cherubic, C-H-E-R-U-B-I-C, cherubic. It's an adjective. The definition of or having the nature of a cherub or an angel represented as a rosy-cheeked child with wings or angelic. Cherubic was first recorded in English in the early 17th century. And there you go. That would be our word. Hi, we're on the air.
I was going to tell you it's Abraham Lincoln that grew a beard, but you may have gotten that answer. Well, I had to turn off the radio.
No, I didn't get that answer yet.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
Yes, you got it. Very good.
Have a wonderful evening.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, and that brings us down to about the final 30 seconds before we do our drawing. And then we have a ladies' corner, which has gotten a little bit of interest on Facebook. You can find the ladies' corner recipes by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. And so we'll discover that recipe together here in just a moment. Right now, we'll get everybody shuffled up. I want to thank Lee for phoning in. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Phyllis. And thank you, Judy and Janet, everybody, for phoning in. Let's get everybody shuffled up here. Find out who our winner is going to be. And the winner, if I can get these from not sticking, would be Janet. Janet, congratulations, you're our winner. And I will send this gift card, the Subway card, in the mail right to your door. Janet, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate everybody that phoned in today. And Lee, appreciate you calling in. Phyllis, appreciate you. Ernie, I appreciate you. Judy, I appreciate you. And Janet, I appreciate you very much for calling in and playing trivia this afternoon. And Brandon, did you want to give away your answer? You want to roll that into next week?
I think I'll roll it right into next week, and then hopefully it'll be flat.
Okay, we will do that. All right, 4:56 is the time, and it's time for Ladies' Corner, and I have grilled chicken flatbread. Grilled chicken flatbread. Again, find this on Facebook, facebook.com/RadioNate. The recipe's up there. Here's what you need. 1 pound frozen pizza dough, thawed. 1 package, that's 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese. 2 tablespoons of milk. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 large boneless, skinless chicken breast, 6 ounces, grilled, sliced. 1/2 cup roasted red pepper strips. 1 cup sliced, drained, canned artichoke hearts. 1 cup Kraft shredded mozzarella cheese. 2 tablespoons of Kraft grated Parmesan cheese. And 2 tablespoons of sliced fresh basil. Heat your oven to 425. Pat pizza dough into 16 by 12 inch rectangle on lightly floured baking sheet. Bake 10 minutes. Mix cream cheese, milk, and garlic powder until blended. Spread onto pizza crust. Top with chicken, peppers, artichokes, and cheeses. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until mozzarella is melted and edge of crust is golden brown. Top with basil. And there you have our recipe today for our Ladies' Corner. Grilled chicken flatbread. If you'd like to send me anything and you'd like to go the email route, feel free, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. One more time, don't forget this Tuesday, the Neighborhood Supper, free of charge, will take place May the 24th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The menu, a ham sandwich, macaroni salad, chips, peaches, and a brownie. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Super nice people there. And you'll want to go down and check that out if you haven't been, or if you already have been, you know that it's good. So go and check that out this Tuesday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. If you can, get there closer to 4:30 and get in line, because there usually is a line. Get in line and get up to the door so you can get your meals, and it'll be a good time for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on this Offbeat News and Trivia program. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. You can find me online at RadioNate.us. Brandon, thank you for being here.
And welcome. And I will just say again, go check out Amato's just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. You check that out.
It's on the corner of Center Street and Prospect.
And you had a good experience?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, there you go. Always looking for good restaurants. restaurants. I went to the Cheesecake Factory, incidentally, and I will tell everybody about that experience coming up. I'm always looking for good restaurants. I have not been to several of the downtown restaurants here in Marion, so I'm always looking for a good restaurant to check out in downtown Marion or the Marion area. Okay, hey, it's time for me to get on out of here until 10 minutes later, and then I'll be back with the rest of the guys, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself, with Live at 5, the show with no name, from 5:10, 5:15 until 6 o'clock. We'll be entertaining you with a variety of information, facts, figures, and information that we can come up with as we go along. Right, Pastor Craig?
That kind of like make it up as you go along.
You make it up as you go along. That's right. That's what we do best.
If you say it like with authority, it sounds like a fact.
That's right. That's it. Hey, we'll be back. Keep it right here. Live at 5, the show with no name, straight ahead. Hang with us through the break.
Talk show host Larry King.
You were